Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Why, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to your Thursday late always edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. See, yeah, I told you we'd be late today, and I kept my word. It is the 5th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off with the UK today, and believe this or not, 4 out of 5 Britons don't really know what they're paying for when it comes to their ISP. Now, I'm pretty sure everybody that listens to this show, you know what you're getting and what you're paying for, and you have to be on the phone with them constantly because you're not getting the speed you got. But since not everybody's like us, the Advertising Standards Authority, that's the ASA for short, you might know them better as the UK's advertising watchdog, says that, yeah, this is a big old problem. So, as of yesterday, it's issued new guidelines that believes will stop providers from bearing their service cost and duping consumers with their marketing. So how is this going to roll on out? Well, from about May 30th, the ASA will ask ISPs, this is all the big ones, you know, BT, Virgin Media, Sky, TalkTalk, all of those, to bundle upfront and monthly costs into one monthly price and ensure that line rental fees are also included in that price. Here's the catch, however, though. Providers, no, they're not obliged to follow the ASA's suggestions. But remember, if they don't do it, they're breaking the UK advertising code. Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of them probably care. Apple Music. There's parts of it that are pretty good, and there's parts of it that are dog. Apple at least knows that Apple Music is a mess right now, and they're planning on doing something about it. Actually, I think the wheels are already in motion. And maybe you and I will start seeing those changes sometime in June. Yes, of course, with WWDC just around the corner. Also, according to Bloomberg, a musician Trent Reznor, yeah, you might remember him from Nine Inch Nails, he's been brought on to see the redesign of the music streaming service to make it easier, which has been one of the biggest complaints about Apple's music service. Yeah, it's okay, but the interface just sucks. Speaking of sucks, though, at Apple Music, it seems like the leadership hasn't been very good over there either. There's been a bunch of departures within Apple's music streaming division. This is all according, of course, again to Bloomberg, claiming that leadership issues have actually caused development on Apple Music to slow down. But with Reznor on board, and of course you got Apple executive Eddie Q just peeking on in, hopefully we'll see some nice old changes in June. Have you got a Google Blogspot account? Yeah, remember those things? Yeah, they're still out there. Well, Google wants to make them a little bit more secure now. And by doing so, they have flipped the switch on the HTTPS for all Blogspot domains. If you've got a Blogspot out there, you're saying, okay, what do I do? Hey, not do anything. It's automatic and doesn't rely on you using the HTTPS availability option. So if people still type in the HTTP and then your address as is at your Blogspot, that's going to redirect over to the HTTPS secure version. Now, although Google says you don't have to do anything, there has been a few hiccups. When is there not when things switch over? Particularly if you're running some fancy template on your site or running a lot of add-ons. You might run into a little bit more problems. And finally, wouldn't you love to get your hands on IBM's quantum computer? You can now. Well, virtually anyways. Yes, IBM, for some unknown reason, has opened up its quantum computing research to the web. I know, sounds like a disaster waiting to happen, doesn't it? But let's read on, shall we? That's going to let anyone run quantum experiments on the company's hardware. Nope, not making any of this up. Again, let's read on. Now, the quantum machine, by the way, isn't recognizable as a computer to most people. So no, it's not running Windows or anything like that. No, it's nothing like that. It only processes basic logical equations. So no, I don't think there's a lot of hackers going over there saying, yeah, I will get my hands on the quantum. But IBM is hoping by giving online access, it will spark interest and pave the way for future developments. Basically, instead of paying people to research this stuff, they're just going to let you go out there and do it for free for them. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, yes, that is the official website for all the great BTN shows. Mac shows over there, big shows over there, of course the news show, hello. Gamer show over there, House of Cards show over there. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Get on over there, BritishTechNetwork.com. Don't forget also to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out on our fine and fashionable fashionably geek chat room. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. As for the news show, we should be somewhat on time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. So yeah, we'll definitely have a show for you tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. And thank you very much for listening.